Good afternoon. It will begin to turn blustery and colder around the region as we get into the afternoon hours with a cold front sweeping through. A few rain showers with temperatures beginning around 40. Then as we get deeper into the day and temperatures slide back through the 30s, we'll have a transition to a few snow showers. Lake effect snow squalls will be heavy at times in the snow belts through the afternoon and into the evening. Overnight, blustery and cold with a few passing snow showers from time to time. Readings back down into the teens to around 20 for an overnight low. This will leave us with a blustery and colder day tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies. Still the risk of a snow shower, but highs only in the upper 20s to around 30. And more cold air for Friday with temperatures staying in the 20s with a mix of sun and clouds. Over the weekend, a dry cold air mass will be in place. Mostly sunny skies, mixing with clouds from time to time, blustery only in the mid-20s on Saturday and lower 20s on Sunday. We'll begin to moderate a bit on Monday with sunshine giving way to clouds and highs in the lower 20s, and with a clipper passing through on Tuesday, a chance of snow showers with highs near 30. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low over the Pacific Northwest will slowly weaken and move to parts of the Great Basin over the next couple of days. The circulation around the upper low will help stream a plume of moisture into California. The storm will produce coastal rain and higher elevation snow over parts of the Pacific Northwest and north and central California. The rain will be heavy at times along the coast, while the snow will be heavy over the Sierras. In addition, snow will develop over parts of the Great Basin into the central and northern Rockies. Winter storm warnings have been issued from northern California across the west into the central Rockies of Colorado. Additional moisture flowing into the same region over the next 5 to 10 days could produce even heavier precipitation, and it looks like snow will be measured in feet across the Sierras, and flooding will be a concern closer to the coast. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at McAllen, Texas, and Marathon and Stewart, both in Florida, to a low of 25 below zero at Jordan, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, breezy near 50, Boston becoming partly sunny and breezy near 50, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with rain showers changing to snow showers and heavier squalls with temperatures falling through the 30s and into the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 64 set in 1950, and the record low 15 below zero in 1904. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:35 p.m., 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute since yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few snow showers around through the afternoon and temperatures falling back through the 30s and into the 20s. Mostly cloudy and blustery tonight, scattered snow showers with lows in the middle teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and becoming windy with temperatures starting to fall back through the 40s and 30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with a passing snow shower tonight and lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and perhaps a few heavier squalls developing downwind of Lake Ontario this afternoon and temperatures falling back through the 30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers and squalls tonight and lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and becoming windy this afternoon with a few rain or snow showers and temperatures falling back into the 30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with a passing snow shower tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and becoming windy with a few snow showers around this afternoon and temperatures falling back through the 30s. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight and lows near 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, colder, a snow shower possible near 30. A mix of sun and clouds with a few snow showers Friday in the middle to upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-20s on Saturday. Partly sunny, blustery, and very cold Sunday, only near 20 for a high. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Monday in the lower 20s, and mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers Tuesday with highs around 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.